6:43. It is Thursday. This is 1320 WILS. So listen to this. Aetna is the third largest health provider, health insurer, I should say, in the country. And today they announced that as of next year, they are out. They are completely withdrawing from the Affordable Care Act insurance exchanges. Roger Abramson with us, a healthcare insurance expert at Ameriflex, Ameriflex.com. Hey, Roger, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so this, I mean, and this is happening across the board, right? All the biggest insurers are leaving the exchanges, is that right?
Slowly but surely, you're seeing this attrition, yeah. You know, the interesting about the timing of this one is that because you have this repeal and replace bill, allegedly called, that came out of the House, now you have an interesting question because the Republicans can say, well, you know, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, is just not working. Here's an example. And then you have the Democrats on the other side can say, well, folks are pulling out because of all the uncertainty because of this new bill. And so you're going to see them fighting each other in Washington, blaming each other for this pulling out. But it's part of a trend that's going on.
Now, Aetna's reported they lost $450 million last year. They're expecting to lose $200 million this year. Can you explain why these enormous, giant insurers are losing so much money on the exchanges?
They're losing the money, generally speaking. You know, like these are generalizations. But for the simple reason, for the same reason insurance companies always lose money when they do, they don't have enough folks in the pool, low-risk folks, whether it's fire insurance, auto insurance, car insurance, or health insurance, to cover the high-risk and high-cost folks. They just don't have enough folks in the pool. The Affordable Care Act, for all of its efforts, we're still sitting with 1 in 10 Americans who don't have health insurance, whether they don't want to get it, they can't afford it. We don't really know, but still 1 out of 10 Americans aren't there, and the insurers don't have enough people in the pool to pay for your high-cost folks.
Okay, that's all it came down to, because the young people didn't sign up and get on the exchanges. That's why all
largely
these companies...
Largely speaking, yes.
Okay. Yep. And so what does that do? Because if there is no repeal and replace that happens, right, that gets stuck, what are we in for if all of these insurers are going to leave the exchanges?
You know, the analogy I use to the point that my coworkers tell me to stop using it because it's driving them crazy, but I still like it, is it's like a tree. You know, it's like a tree in the fall. The leaves keep dropping. The president said it's going to implode. I think that's a little over the top because that implies a one-time event. You're just going to slowly see these leaves drop, and then there are going to be leaves in the tree until, or less than until, something happens in Washington to fix the problem.
Okay. So, for example, here in Michigan, our big insurers, the Blue Cross Blue Shield, are they doing any better on the exchanges?
You know, I don't want to speak for the Blues, especially in each state, because they have different experiences, but the only way to really tell, the best barometer, is whether they're staying in the exchanges or not. My understanding is they have not announced any kind of withdrawal. So thus far, they may be doing okay, or at least not bad enough to withdraw, as Aetna has done.
Okay, so what happens if we're down to what? We could get to a point where there are no insurers available on a particular exchange. Is that how it is?
We sure could. And then the question is, then what? And people are going to look to Washington for what are you guys going to do about it?
Okay. And what was there a plan in the Affordable Care Act on how to deal with this scenario? Or?
You know, the cynic in me, and I am a bit cynical, would say that if you look at the timing of the Affordable Care Act, it was like a time release capsule. Different provisions came out at different times. Mm-hmm. And most of the stuff that was put in place was going to happen after the 2016 election, or at least the after effects of that, where the next president would take care of it. So one would say it was up to they kick the can down the road and let the next person take care of it.
Now, the insurers, they're smart folks, right? They must have looked at the Affordable Care Act, and at least somebody in the company said, hey, this could very well happen, what's happening now. Why do you think they ended up agreeing to this plan?
Well, if you go back in time, you know, in 2009, the carriers looked at, it was basically a handwriting on the wall kind of issue. They had a President Obama at the White House. The Democrats controlled the House and the Senate. They were at 59/60 votes. Mm-hmm. The carriers knew what was going to happen. He ran on universal coverage, and they went to the table and said, this is what we had. We need to have an individual mandate. We need to have these things. They figured they had no choice. This is not a defense of the carriers necessarily, but they were essentially – they decided to go for the best deal they felt they could get under the political circumstances at the time and deal with it later. And here we are at later.
Those that look at this and say this is actually the plan, the single-player plan, they want to get us into a position where we going to single payer. Is that does that seem to make sense to you at all?
There's a lot of merit to that. Some folks said, look, this is meant to implode over time, and people will look and say, well, we'll just punt and go single payer because that's the easier thing. And I've said many times, perhaps on your show as well, that I would not be surprised to see a movement to open up Medicare to folks at 55 to 65 mm-hmm. as an option to get those folks out of the system. I'm not saying I support that, but it would not surprise me to see that movement come.
Okay. And those that are on the exchanges now that have plans, if we get to a point even here in Michigan where it's not available anymore, what are they going to do for insurance? What are the options going to be for them?
That's a terrific question. And I think that's what the governor is starting to look at Washington for. I think what you're going to start seeing is more and more of this happening over the next couple of months as the carriers start pushing back on Washington, start pulling out, and you'll see some movement to being able to cross state lines or being able to, let's call it, emergency measures to say, well, if you are in a state that only has one carrier or none, mm-hmm. you can purchase insurance across state lines as a stopgap measure. I hope things don't get that far, but I will say it's interesting watching the carriers push back and put the pressure on Washington that Washington put on them 8 years ago.
So if the major carriers like Aetna are losing hundreds of millions, do smaller insurance companies have any chance at all?
It's going to depend on, how financially healthy they are. Mm. It's going to depend on which state they are and how much is in the pool. I would suggest right now, if I were a small carrier, I'd be very, very worried. But, I don't want to speak for any individual one.
How are the Blues? You said the Blues are hanging in there. They're not leaving the exchanges. What do you think mm-hmm. they're doing to be able to pull that off?
It's their size, their name. The Blues are by far the most politically connected and powerful. Those aren't criticisms. Those are actually praises, I suppose, mm-hmm. Of the Blues. They're the most financially healthy insurance organizations in the country in terms of health insurance. That's mainly why they are hanging on. But if they start dropping, well, then we better just watch the sky because it's going to start falling too.
Yeah, it's critical. At what point is this really going to be code red type of situation?
Well, we're code dark yellow or orange, I think we are. When you start seeing, folks pull out of more and more states, some of these carriers where folks say, look, when you start seeing people who want the insurance, because remember, we still have 1 in 10 Americans who, for whatever reason, don't get it and cannot get any, that's when you're going to see code red. But remember, the Republicans and those, the folks in Washington, Democrats too, we have midterms coming up next year, which is going to come up sooner than we think. They've got to have something in place for those voters next year, or it's going to be a disaster.
Roger Abramson, healthcare insurance expert at Ameriflex. It's myameriflex.com, myameriflex.com. Roger Abramson. Thank you, Roger.
Thank you, sir.